I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, September 18th, 2025 edition. Right after the show, I'm going to be packing up and heading up to Mackinac City. I'll be taking the ferry over to the island this evening. I want to thank Pastor Ken Strait of the Mackinac Bible Church, putting us in touch with Dave and Denise. Greatly appreciate that. And want to announce that we will be at Dave and Denise's home on Saturday. We're going to talk to Dave and Denise to confirm. We'd like to do a meet and greet for Carla Wagner, running for governor, and is the founder of the AxeMyTax.org signature petition drive to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Well, Carla is going to be on the island late Friday afternoon, getting in late to attend different events on the island. And Saturday, the Grand New Party Political Action Pack is hosting a little mini picnic for Carla. They're going to be at the park right there below the fort from noon to 2 p.m. That is going to be a meet and greet, as well as hear Carla speak about Axe My Tax. You can join us there absolutely free. They'll have some food, they'll have some drinks, water, and different things. State Representative Steve Cara is going to be hosting her. It's going to be from 12 to 2 p.m. They're going to hold their little picnic area right there by the Pierre Marquette statue, right below the fort. That's going to be 12 noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday. And we're then hoping that after that event at 2 o'clock, we'll be able to get down to Dave and Denise's home at 6634 Main Street, right across from Mission Point Resort. Haven't confirmed yet the time with Dave and Denise, but we're hoping for like 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. So for those of you listening on Mackinac Island, if you can make it to the park below the fort, 12 noon to 2 p.m., or perhaps can make it from 3 to 4 of the afternoon down the street by Mission Point Resort, we'll confirm that with Dave and Denise and let you guys know on tomorrow's show for sure. But we're excited. 6634 Main Street. right across from Mission Point Resort. So we're excited. We're looking forward to this adventure. We're going to make some memories, absolutely. And again, greatly appreciate Pastor Ken hooking us up with Dave and Denise. Great folks. I spoke to Dave for quite a bit yesterday. Him and I are completely politically in tune with one another. And great conversation, great time speaking with Dave. Marquette Park, near the statue. Father Marquette, right? Yeah, that statue. Yeah, the big one. Okay. Appreciate that, Christian. Thank you, sir, for the correction. Greatly appreciate it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Governor's office, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, is stressing the continuity of operations to her cabinet. Okay. with less than 2 weeks left in this fiscal year budget, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office is stressing a message of continuity of operations, quote unquote, to its cabinet members, as opposed to one of layoffs and shutdowns. Whitmer's chief operating officer, Tricia Foster, thanked members of the cabinet yesterday in an email for providing the state budget office with information on how it will continue operations if a budget isn't passed and signed by the start of the next fiscal year, midnight on September 30th. Michiganders expect their state government to function. They expect consistent quality services because it directly impacts them, their families, and their bottom line. No, it doesn't. If the state of Michigan's government shut down, it wouldn't impact me and Vicky in any way, shape, or form. Not at all. It wouldn't affect our bottom line. It wouldn't change anything. Lansing could completely shut down forever, as far as I'm concerned. It wouldn't impact us in any way, shape, or form. Where do these people get off making statements like this? Michiganders expect their state government to function? They expect consistent quality services. What services do you provide to me and Vicky? What? Zero. Nothing. You do nothing for us other than charge us a huge amount of money. I just had to renew license plates. Vicky's birthday, September 8th. Services online. Yes, I did that on a website that is already up and running and functioning totally on its own. It needs nobody, not one human being, to operate that website. Sorry, it's all computerized. I know the servers, I know the drivers, I know the code, I know exactly how it's done. Not one human being touched those tabs that came in the mail to us. It's auto-generated. They are actually enclosed in an envelope that has a sticky tab, and the postage is printed. There's not even a stamp on it. Renewed the tabs online. They were mailed to us here at the house. Not one human being in Lansing touched it in any way, shape, or form, perhaps other than the mailman. Quality services because it directly impacts them, their families, and their bottom line. Hyperbole. A load of crap. Governor Whitmer's chief operating officer, Tricia Foster, was putting out there. She noted that parents expect their children's schools to stay open. Local roads to get fixed. Water to be saved. Businesses to get services, workers to be trained, and communities to get paid. I got news for you, lady. Have you ever heard of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, the CAFRs? Do you know how much money your local township has, your county has, stowed away for a rainy day fund in the event of a catastrophe? Do you know how much money is in your CAFR report for your municipality? Ask them. Go to the next city council meeting. Go to the next township meeting. Go to the next county commissioners meeting. Ask them point blank, how much is in the comprehensive annual financial report, the CAFR? If they say they don't keep one, that's a bald-faced lie. They are lying to your face. The amount of stowed away reserves is astronomical. Schools don't have to get shut down. communities, local revenue sharing, they don't need it. They got enough in reserve. They could weather the storm. Well, in her email to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's cabinet members, your work helps provide that certainty, which is all more important in these uncertain times. Against the backdrop of ongoing negotiations in the legislature to reach a budget deal soon, our work will continue. We do a lot together to keep Michigan moving forward. Our work cannot and will not stop, regardless of what happens at the Capitol. Well, the cabinet is planning to meet today, Thursday, with additional meetings. And they plan to meet every 3 to 5 days going forward, including one-on-one meetings with the administration as they, quote, fine-tune, end quote, its operational recommendations in case a budget isn't passed by October 1st. Well, now all of a sudden, in related news, news alert, Senate Majority Leader, Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, Winnie Brinks, when pressed by reporters, did not rule out the possibility of passing the House's continuation budget that was passed this past spring in order to keep the government operating. We'll see what the strategy is, and we will see how things develop next week. Oh, Winnie. I told you months ago you needed to adopt it in the Senate because I knew it was going to come down to this. Matt Hall, in no way, shape, or form, with the majority Republicans in the House, are going to compromise and work anything out with you especially. He might work with the governor, but he's not going to work with you. And you know what? They knew that they were going to make major cuts. They were doing the work. When they passed that $20 billion continuing resolution, they knew darn well that it was going to come down to this. And finally, when pressed by reporters, did not rule out the possibility of passing the House's continuation budget that was passed this past spring in order to keep the government operating. Finally, seeing the light, coming to Jesus, eh, Winnie? Well, we'll see what the strategy is going to be going forward to see how things develop next week. Next week. Next week is it, folks. If they don't stay through the weekend of the 27th and 28th, work on Monday the 29th, and put this together on next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday the 30th, they're going to have to pass the House's continuation budget, or they will be blamed for this government shutdown. It's that simple. It is that simple. Well, now, a little Johnny come lately to the discussion. MDOT director is saying the $3 billion in new road funding that is in the House budget plan, not sure it's enough. House Republicans hung their hats on their fiscal year 2026 budget, setting aside $3 billion more for existing funds going to improve the state's roads. The governor's Rebuilding Michigan bonding program will end soon. It's running out of money, which has road construction folks concerned that streets will be back in critical condition within the decade without a continued revenue stream. But that aside, the director of MDOT announced today he's not a big fan of the House budget. Bradley Weferich said the cuts proposed within the MDOT administration will prevent the department from responding to dangerous road conditions and infrastructure damage. cuts to MDOT's administration. Do you know what that means, folks? The managers, the administrators, the people that sit on their butts at a desk while the House Republicans budget cuts some of those jobs. Striking full-time positions will prevent MDOT from paying overtime to staff who drive plow trucks, fix broken traffic signals, and operate the state's movable bridges. That's not who they're cutting, and you know dang well that what you just said is a bald-faced lie. Within the MDOT administration, Bradley, you need to focus. They are not cutting any full-time positions of people who drive plow trucks, fix broken traffic signals, and operate the state's moving bridges. They fire and are firing you fat butts that don't do a dang thing to fix the roads, bridges, any infrastructure in the state whatsoever. Your administrative management positions, bye-bye. Then he goes on with another bald-faced lie. Eliminating bridge bundling will have severe consequences for both MDOT and local road agencies who are already facing severe bridge condition decline. With a loss of $230 million in, listen to this, federal grants. That's not the House Republicans doing this. That's Washington, D.C. doing it. Why? Because Donald Trump and the folks there in Washington have decided that Michigan's been wasting a ton of money when it comes to road repair. With a loss of $230 million in federal grants and increased future expenses resulting from individual contracts for design and construction, it's not enough money. Oh, no. More money, more money, more money, more money. I'm ticked off that the House Republicans did not eliminate MDOT when it comes to road repair and give it back to the counties. This Bradley Wifferich, the spokesperson for MDOT, bye-bye. Don't need you because MDOT's gone. When it comes to road and bridges, you're done. We're going to give it to the local road commissions and let them fix the damn roads in their own counties. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's famous campaign slogan there, not Trucker Randy speaking. The spokesperson for MDOT went on to say potential impacts from the House, loss of $9.7 million to assist local transit agencies in delivering planning, training, and safety improvements. This goes to the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act that are not being appropriated by Donald Trump's administration that was originally proposed by Joe Biden. One more, actually two more paragraphs to this story. We'll wrap it up after the bottom of the hour news. Second half hour of hour two, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.